It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Matthew Christopher is a rising star in the world of high fashion and wedding gown design. He has 7 full collections under his belt, a flagship salon in New York City, and even some red carpet gowns to his name. He grew up in Wellman, Iowa, where his friends and family know him as Matthew Sobaski, and he's coming back to his home state for the first ever Flyover Fashion Fest in Iowa City this weekend. There will be a showcase of Matthew's work with musical accompaniment by the Maids on Friday night at 7 p.m. on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. And he is here with me now. Hello, Matthew.
Hi, Charity. How are you?
Wonderful. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So coming back to Iowa, what are you bringing with you? What will people get to see
gosh.
On Friday?
Well, you know what we are doing? We are bringing my 2016 collection, which is absolutely stunning. And we're going to be bringing just some new looks, what's going on in the bridal industry. And it's exciting to bring this to, you know, my hometown kind of area. So, you know, the Flyover Fashion Festival is something that I'm so glad that they're bringing, you know, to the Midwest.
It's very exciting. Now, your gowns will be out on the Ped Mall, and they're so beautiful.
I know.
So
I'm like, how are we going to do this?
Right?
I'm
does
so
that make
excited.
You nervous to be outside?
Yeah. I'm like, I hope it's not raining, and I'm sure they'll figure out a rain site, but it's going to be great. We have Morgan, who works for us. She's actually from Omaha. She's going to go out and scout and meet up with everybody there, and I'll arrive on Thursday, and I'm very excited to kind of get, you know, Iowa fashion and them knowing, like, designers that came from these areas. You know, it'll be 15 years with my own company, which is awesome, which started with my father, and we're still working together, and we're still shipping from Iowa, and we still have those grounding roots, and I have my showroom in New York now, so that's very cool. And but bringing the Iowa back, you know, you think about Halston, you think about he came from Des Moines. I mean, so many amazing people came from Iowa. And this is kind of bringing it back and letting everybody remember that there are, you know, Iowa really grounded people to become hard workers and want to become something amazing and do, you know, live your dreams. So that's what I hope that this kind of brings to the Midwest.
Now, when you were growing up, and I know you started out designing dresses and making dresses even in high school.
Yes.
What would it have meant to you as a high school student to see something like this?
Oh, but it was huge. You know, I'll never forget, I was in Chicago going to Ray Vogue and going to Marshall Fields where they had their huge bridal salon. It was like a huge bridal salon, but they had a huge bridal show. And to see that happening was just so inspirational at the age of 19. You know what I'm saying? So this, I hope if there's, you know, any kids that are in fashion anywhere in the state of Iowa that, you know, going to University of Iowa, going to Iowa State, wherever they're going, that this gives them inspiration to know that you can, you know, expand your wings and go anywhere you want to. So that I think that that's going to be very cool. And I love that the fashion, you know, this Flyover Fashion Fest is bringing in music and culture, and I think it's exciting for Iowa. I absolutely do.
Now, I've been looking at your 2016 collection at MatthewChristopher.com and some really, really stunning gowns.
Oh, thank you.
How would you describe what's happening in wedding gown fashion right now?
Oh, gosh. You know, things are changing a lot. God, you have to be ever-changing with the industry. You know, ready-to-wear, you know, you see the ready-to-wear collections if you watch the fashion channel, you know, any of that kind of stuff. Bridal has trends that stay. You know, there are things that stay for 3 or 4 years. Like, lace is really big, but, the brides want lace with detail, and they're wanting more of a little bit of a strap. And now I'm hearing the brides say that they want cleaner looks. You know what I'm saying? So they're going back to different times. They want, like, higher necklines, and they want plunging backs. Like really sexy backs, and they want to hug their booty. So it's different. Like California and New York bride, the California New York bride is so different than the Southern girl where we do so well on Say Yes to the Dress Atlanta with Lori and Monty. So, you know, my look is that traditional, you know, that traditional bride, but it's tradition with a twist. If you've looked at the gowns, they're beautiful. The open backs, and if you see, sleeves are coming back too.
Right, which I like that a lot.
Yep.
So how do you stay ahead of the trends as a designer? What's your process?
You have nervous breakdowns. I'm joking. You actually, to stay ahead of the trend, you just have to think. It's kind of crazy. We always, all the designers come out with designs the same season, but we don't know how we all got, like, you know, got the same idea. Like, we'll all have one gown, and it's similar in some kind of way, but it's a new era, a new feel, a new thing. It's like God just, like, boinked us all over the head and said, okay, you guys are all going to do empires this season. And we didn't even talk about it. Do you see what I'm saying? So
there's something out there influencing you, but you don't even know what it is?
Exactly. And it's kind of like, you know, where is this influence coming from? Is it because I'm out? Am I out in the culture of fashion, like in New York, or am I out traveling the world, or am I out, you know, looking at nature or architecture? But there is a common thread throughout us designers. And right now, the biggest trend that's been going on is, and this is crazy, they call it the naked dress. So a lot of girls are wanting to wear this kind of sheer illusion dress. You've probably seen them, right, Charity? Have you seen these dresses that are covering just like everywhere that just needs to be covered?
I don't imagine wearing them. I can tell you that much.
So that is not really the Matthew Christopher bride. Matthew Christopher bride's a lawyer and a doctor and an architect, and you know, she's an artist, right? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This bride that's like the naked, beautiful. It's beautiful. It's really ethereal. It's very much the Beverly Hills girl. You know what I mean? Or the New York girl. Everything is perfectly in place, like Barbie, right? And she can wear it. So, but you know what's really great about the Matthew Christopher collection is that, you know, we have such an amazing team, and we built, since you and I've spoken last, to grow where we've grown is off the charts. You know, I have a VP of sales from Omaha that came from Remacra, which is a very big, big brand. She's a rock star. I have my director of production, Michelle, that's down in Texas. She's a rock star. We work together amazingly. We have my CFO out in Chicago, Gary, who's wonderful in all the ways. He's like my mentor. So we're like parents, you know what I mean, looking over the group. And then we have my dad and Mary and Larry in Iowa, Southern Iowa, doing all the shipping and inspection, which is so cool to be able to do that.
Right.
Well, you know what I mean?
Something else that has happened since the last time we talked on the show is that you have developed quite a relationship with the actress and singer Kristen.
And the sports figures. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, let's talk about Kristen Chenoweth, because she comes back to you again and again. And now, of course, if I look at your collection, I just see wedding gowns. But you have remade wedding gowns in other colors so that they can be red carpet designs as well.
Yes. The thing is, if you're working on a wedding gown collection now, like, you know, this is from, you know, go 20 years back. It's so different. Your wedding gowns now, if you're on design trend or if you're on trend, should be able to translate into color, into something really beautiful. You modify them and change them. So Kristen comes back, and guess what? This wonderful stuff. Kelly O'Hara, who won the Tony, has come to us. So Kelly is going to be, just a little FYI, you're going to be seeing her at the Tonys wearing Matthew Christopher.
Wow.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
So, and then we have Megan Hilty from Smash, who we loved, who played Marilyn Monroe, if everybody remembers from Smash, that was on ABC. She's one of our big followers. She'll be singing at the Cafe Carlisle for the next half a month wearing Matthew Christopher, and she just went on tour doing the Rosemary Clooney songbook, and she wore all of our dresses. And then Carly Lloyd. Here we have Carly Lloyd, who won the soccer.
Right, you know, soccer star.
She was the soccer star for America. You know, she kicked the hat, you know, did the hat trick. And we dressed her for the ESPYs, and we dressed her for the Kids' Choice Awards. We dressed her for, she won, what was it, the World Women's Award of the Year for soccer in Finland. So we dressed her for that too, which was really fabulous. And then we have something very special coming up, which is her wedding.
So right. So she'll be wearing one of your gowns for her wedding too?
There's some surprises there too, yes. So we're excited about all that. So, you know, these
So when one of these big stars comes to you, do you alter the design at all, or is it just remaking the dress in a different color?
You know, what we do is, you know, like I'm working on Kelly stuff right now, and I'm taking things and components of different things, putting them together and going, wow, that was an amazing bodice. Why don't we do it with this, this, or this? So I'm very excited to surprise her and work with her, and it's fun to be backstage with the King and I, and she's so lovely. We're a month apart exactly in age, and she's like, can you believe, like, I came from Oklahoma and you came from Iowa and you came to New York and made your dream? And I said, you did too. Look at what you did.
Yeah.
And so it's fun to be around these people that they're actually super down to earth, and I love the Broadway girls. I love the sports figures, and then it gets higher up. You get higher into Hollywood, and Hollywood's a different animal. So Megan and Kristen are your crossover Hollywood people. You know, they've been in television and movies and all that jazz. So.
Now, it's something else that happened since the last time we talked is that you got married.
Yes, David and I got married. Yes,
which
we did.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you had a lot of people standing up there with you. You designed dresses for all of the women in your wedding.
We did. There were family members. There were the wedding party, best friends, whatever. I had probably 24 dresses I did. And
wow.
Every gown was done in black, but it was, you know, they came down the aisle and it was a red carpet. It was December 27th. There was snow coming down inside. It was the most beautiful event. We had our best friends there, I mean, family there, and it was so emotional. But the gowns themselves were so fabulous because each one of them were different.
Wow.
So you got to showcase them, and they were actually, like I said, I translated the wedding gowns into black.
Now, you had been designing dresses for a long time at this point and dressing so many brides for their weddings. What was it like to bring that to your own wedding?
I was like, it is time. It is time for me to have this moment, please. Because, you know, you always help these brides, which is my favorite part. I think my favorite part is to see when that tear is running down her cheek and when she's with her mother or her father, and that moment of you get goosebumps because you're with them if you're on a trunk show, and they found that piece and they feel that feeling. And not every bride feels the feeling when they're putting on their dress. They just say, I always say, it's between you and the mirror. Not you and the camera, right? Like,
right.
They'll be taking their photos on their iPhones, but when they see them in the mirror, that's when they see that piece and they go, oh my gosh, this is a dress. But for me, it was the moment of, for David and I was, wow, we can get married now. A New York passed a law that's so fabulous. And, you know, we went to look at venues, and there's a place called the Angel Orangeons, and that's where we got married. David kind of saved it for last because he knew I'd wig out when I saw the place. So we went in, and I said, what was just going on in here? Because they had just filmed, right, a show. And lo and behold, they had just filmed the Bali episode of Smash. Who knew?
Wow.
They had just filmed it 2 days prior to that. So all of these crazy connections are hilarious.
Wow. Well, we're almost out of time, Matthew, but
no problem.
I want to take you back in time, a long time.
Yes.
Let's
go back in time.
I want you to tell us about the very first dress that you made, because didn't you design your prom date's dress?
Oh, my gosh. I did. I did do the prom date's dress. I did my sister's dress. It's so funny because my mom was always like, I don't sew, you know, and so I was trying to get her sewing machine to go, and I got my grandma's knowing and whatever, but I went back, you know, I'd met Lou Miller from Wellman, who's like the bomb, diggity. She taught me everything when I was younger, and it was, the dress was, I believe it was for Karen and Bill Evans' daughter, Megan, and it was like a green taffeta, and I did it with like a black Venice lace back in the day, and it was just like another red kind of, I did like a red crepe with a white Venice lace. I mean, this is a long time ago.
Right.
This is like, if you go back in your head, like, I graduated in 95. So this is selling back in like 90, 91. So you remember what prom was like back then, probably.
Right, yep. I remember exactly what prom was like back then.
Well, I remember Lou going, Lou said to me, throw away the pattern. Don't even read it. She goes, you're not going to learn anything from that pattern. She's like, you're going to learn by doing this. And she showed me so many tricks and so many, you know, so many amazing things of the trade that she had learned herself. And then New York just gave it all, you know, like New York just really gave me everything, you know, right. When it came to learning from
different people. So many triumphs since those first dresses. And now you're going to be, and I know coming back to Iowa to doing a fashion show is probably not going to be one of the highlights of your career, but here you are. You'll be
wonderful.
About 10
it's
or
wonderful.
15 miles from home showing your amazing gowns. What does that feel like?
It feels good. You know, it feels good. It feels kind of full circle. Like you're like, wow. You know, that they're doing this fashion fest and the Fall River Fashion Fest, and, you know, for them to come up with the idea of having this event is so good for the state, because we don't, you know, we're known for corn and soybeans and pigs, you know what I mean? That's where I grew up. So, but we can be known for fashion and culture and all this other stuff that people do not know about. So I think spreading the word, and if I can help spread the word from my home state, let's do it. So that's what it's about. I think it's going to be phenomenal.
And maybe you'll give someone who's just starting to make dress designs
gosh.
And learning how to sew here in Iowa some hope.
Yeah, I give, you know, there's a couple little girls that really, like, they really, there's a little couple little girls and a young man that were at trunk shows with their moms, and they were, like, they want to be designers, and they've already been sewing. I said, the first thing you got to learn is how to sew, you know, and then you can learn how to sketch, and, like, they already emailed me, and they want internships when they get older. So that's, you know, I love that.
Wow.
That just kind of rings true to me, and I was that kid.
That's terrific. Well, Matthew, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll see you on Friday.
We'll see you on Friday. Yep. Thank you so much. Take care now.
You too. Matthew Christopher is a wedding gown designer, a rising star in the world of high fashion. Many red carpet dresses to his name at this point, and he will be in Iowa City for the Flyover Fashion Fest this weekend. There'll be a showcase of his work with a musical accompaniment by the Maids Friday evening at 7 p.m. on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbie.